The Southern Poverty Law Center is being sued again for targeting and destroying a lawyer's career. $6.5 million is being sought in a complaint against the so-called anti-hate group. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Art Moore of the World Net Daily, WND.com. Art Moore, it's great to have you back on the program.
Hey, thank you, Jerry.
And before we get into the meat of this story, let's explain what the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, is, and kind of give a backdrop of it and lawsuits against it, and then we'll focus on this new one.
Sure. Yeah, SPLC began in 1971, and their focus was on white supremacist groups. And they did a lot of work to expose these groups. They filed lawsuits against them, and I think most people would say that's good work. But what's happened over time is that these white supremacist groups have become more and more marginal, not really influential. And so they've expanded their scope, and now they have this list of hate groups that still has the old white supremacist groups on them, but they include on that list organizations, a lot of them evangelical groups that believe that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, and they see that as being bigoted. And so they're just lumping them together with these really extremist groups. And the thing that's really important and significant is that, people can ignore their website, but the problem is that major corporations like Amazon and groups that give people guidance, for example, on which nonprofits you should donate to, they are using SPLC's hate list and flagging organizations and saying, for example, with Amazon, they have this donation program, and they're saying you should not donate to groups that are on SPLC's list, and they'll have the red flag there and say this is an SPLC designated hate group.
By the way, by way of full disclosure, I want to say that my full-time employer, which is D. James Kennedy Ministries, I'm very grateful to be working there. I've worked there for years. In fact, I'm the longest-lasting employee, full-time employee of the ministry. And I knew D. James Kennedy personally. I wrote books with him. And he's not a hater. He wasn't a hater. He died in 2007, but the work continues. And yet sometime, I don't even know if it happened while he was alive or after he was dead, somehow the ministry was put on that hate group, and we've been on that hate group. And in fact, our organization is suing them because it's wrong. It's wrong to say that we're haters because you disagree with our politics about what the Bible says about marriage. That's ridiculous. And, it's just, it's totalitarian, to be quite frank with you. But anything else you want to say on the prelude? Is WorldNet Daily, by the way, listed as a hate group?
Yeah. A lot of news outlets have, and
you are.
I think a lot of it is because of our reporting on the issue of jihad and its relationship to Islam, and there are people like Robert Spencer, for example,
yes,
put on this list, and Robert Spencer just simply cites Islamic texts and says that the people that are carrying out these terrorist attacks are citing those texts as their motivation for what they're doing. And I know Robert Spencer personally, and
yes,
he's not a hater either. But
no,
but this is the thing is that even the Washington Post, which is no conservative outlet, they recently put out this story in which they went out and talked to Robert Spencer and other people, and they found, these are kind of reasonable people. We don't necessarily agree with their views on different political issues, but these are not crazy, foaming at the mouth haters.
Yeah. By the way, I've had Robert Spencer on this program many, many times. All right. So let's go ahead and focus on this new lawsuit that the WorldNet Daily wrote about recently.
Yeah. So this is a lawyer in Baltimore, and he, at one time, he was somehow associated with a group called National Alliance, and it's probably not a group that most Americans would want to be associated with. But he says, that was a mistake. I'm no longer associated with that group. But nevertheless, SPLC went after him, put him on their hate list. And it turned out that because of that, he lost his job working with the city of Baltimore. And then he had a really nice position lined up, and he lost that. And so he's fighting back. He's suing them for $6.5 million and citing them for public shaming and defamation. Defamation, I guess, is the legal aspect of it. But it's really interesting because in this case, what came out were as one of the pieces of evidence that he is submitting is, you know, the very words of Mark Potok, who is one of the key leaders with SPLC.
Mm-hmm.
And he admits, it's in print, he admits that, you know, we're not just trying to change people's minds. And I'll quote what he says. He says, we're trying to wreck the groups. When he says the groups, he's talking about ones that we've referred to just now. And he says, we're very clear in our head. We're trying to destroy them. And this is what this lawyer, Glenn Allen, is saying, is that SPLC, you know, it's not just a matter of, you know, they have a different opinion. That's how SPLC sees it. That's what they're arguing in court, is that, well, this is our opinion. We're just putting it out there. No, it's not just your opinion. It's being taken seriously, so seriously that employers are firing people and major companies are discriminating against groups that are put on this list. So, this lawyer, being a lawyer, you know, he's very shrewd and he knows how to approach this case, and he's just using their very words and showing that their intent is not to, you know, be a nice information source, resource for people. It's actually very intentional that they're trying to destroy these people. They see themselves as activists.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Okay, so Glenn Allen, not to be confused with a suburb of Chicago, Glen Ellen. Okay, he, as a lawyer, at one point had, he purchased some books published by a dubious group called the National Alliance, and then he firmly disavowed the National Alliance. Listen, Hugo Black, who used to serve, you know, on the Supreme Court, died many years ago. He was appointed by FDR. He almost didn't get his seat on the Supreme Court because he had been a member of the Ku Klux Klan earlier in his life. And, but he disavowed them, supposedly, theoretically he did, at least, and he did eventually serve on the Supreme Court. And by the way, Hugo Black is like a real lion to the leftists. They love this guy. This is the guy that forced America from a situation where we have this establishment clause, no establishment of religion, at the federal level, okay? In other words, no state church in America. He changed it to this strict wall of separation of church and state using an obscure letter from Thomas Jefferson from history. But all this to say that just because this guy had been a part of the KKK in his past didn't mean that was something he always believed as an adult. So if this Glenn Allen says, look, I don't, you know, have nothing to do with this organization I once, bought some books from or whatever. And then furthermore, people who know him who are black have said Glenn Allen is not a racist at all. It's just almost a laughable thing. Does the left not believe that somebody can grow and change in their position? Is Kevin Hart forever, you know, a bad guy because he made some bad tweets that were homophobic or something? You know what I'm saying?
This is the thing, is I thought that they were forgiving because, if you remember, Senator Robert Byrd, who I think at one time was the
he was KKK
in the Senate.
He had a major position.
Not just a member.
Yeah,
he was a Kliegel or, you know, some kind of leader, and he was given a pass. It definitely is duplicity.
You know what? It's almost though I think. What we're seeing, Art, is the left doesn't believe in redemption. They don't believe that somebody can actually, you know, get saved and disavow whatever they did in their life. So they're stuck all the rest of their lives with whatever they had done. You know, and in the case of Brett Kavanaugh, it's what he had done when he was in high school, where he, or, you know, where they were joking about flatulence and things like that.
Yeah, I, you know, it seems to me that it's really just a superficial kind of approach, and not really dealing with the fundamental divide. You know, just the fundamental differences that we have over marriage, for example. That's really the issue, and so I think they want to dance around that and not just come out and say, look, you're a hate group because you're holding views that mankind has held for 6,000 years. They want to say that, you know, this statement or that statement indicates that you're bigoted, that you hate gays, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it is. It's really traditional marriage, you know, standing up for traditional marriage equals I hate gays.
Well, that's like saying Barack Obama in 2011, when he said same-sex marriage is wrong and I don't agree with it, that he hated gays.
Well, yeah, this is the thing, is that you know, a lot of these Democrats are now being caught in, I think, you know, a swiftly changing culture, having said things as little as, you know, a decade ago or less than that, that were just considered mainstream, and now somehow it seems like the party has really, you know, is becoming more radicalized, and you see these people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the freshman congresswoman from New York, stealing the microphone and becoming the face and the voice of the party.
Hmm. All right, but going back to the SPLC itself, tell us about the recent lawsuit where they basically settled out of court with a Muslim man whom they apparently defamed, and they forked over money to him because of that.
Yeah, this is interesting. This Majid Nawaz, who was you know, an extremist Muslim, he's still apparently identified as a Muslim, but what he does now, he's devoted himself to exposing radical Islam, and because of that, he's been deemed by SPLC as anti-Muslim. He was called an anti-Muslim extremist, but you know, when you look at the whole of his work, it's really absurd, and so he was able to fight back and. I think it was $3.7 million that he was able to get from them. And because of that, a lot of groups that we talked about before, such as Alliance Defending Freedom, D. James Kennedy Ministries.
No. D. James Kennedy Ministries has already gone to court. Already exists. That's in the works. Meanwhile, there are 60 other groups that are considering it, such as ADF, FRC, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah, And apparently these are going to be individual lawsuits, not going to just do a big class action suit, which I think is probably going to be more effective to do these individual lawsuits and go at them all across the country. I think it's probably the most effective way right now to expose what they're doing, because reasonable people are going to read about these cases in the newspaper and say, yeah, this is truly Orwellian what they've been doing and apparently getting away with for some time.
That's true, and they have blood on their hands, and I mean that. And it's African American blood, and his name is Leo Johnson, and I've met him. He is the office manager at the Family Research Council, and he was shot as he was trying to prevent somebody from a terrorist, a man who's now a convicted terrorist, who specifically was motivated by the Southern Poverty Law Center to go, you know, that the FRC was a hate group because they didn't believe in same-sex marriage, and he went there to shoot people up and then smear Chick-fil-A sandwiches in their faces. It's unbelievable. Art Moore, thanks so much for your great work. WND.com for more information. Art, thanks for being with us.
Hey, thank you, Jerry.
All right, great. Bye-bye.